97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
So, you know, we have talked quite a bit about downtown St. Louis and businesses that are not very comfortable because of crime issues, et cetera. We know that the AT&T building sold for, what, a couple of bucks. It was like $2 or $3 or something like that. I mean, in the whole scheme of things, it really was, because it was $3 million when it was $300 million. The person who bought that building, I think, plans some
it's
apartments,
huge.
Luxury. It is huge in retail.
Good.
So there are some people that I think are believing in downtown, including Alex Oliver, who's with us. He's with Oliver Properties, and he's developing some apartments on Washington Avenue. Alex, how are you this afternoon? Welcome to 97.1 FM Talk.
Hi there. I'm doing good.
Well, the question for you would be, why, when everyone's down on downtown St. Louis with crime and other issues, are you thinking this is a good idea to develop in downtown St. Louis on Wash Avenue?
Yeah, I mean, I've been very encouraged. We've been we acquired our property on Wash Ave about 9 months ago, and we've had an incredible success down here. So we've been
good
upgrading existing apartments. So that's really kind of our bread and butter. So we're taking on, you know, these are historic buildings that were converted to apartments about 20 years ago, and they've been under-amenitized and maybe kind of mismanaged and not reinvested in the last few years. So we're taking on existing buildings, adding amenities, better, stronger management, and really focusing on neighborhoods that are quite honestly quite walkable, with restaurants and shops and bars and amenities right out the people's front door. And we've had incredible success.
Love
it. But some of those, I mean, look, if we're looking at Wash Avenue in particular, and that's only a few blocks from where we're sitting right now, there are a lot of good things that are going on down there. And I see a lot of activity on weekends. But we've also seen videos of some of the apartment buildings that are nearby in the middle of the night with shots being fired and people running and scurrying into alleyways. So there's no doubt that there are issues related to crime and safety in those neighborhoods as well. So how do you confront, what's the relationship you have, for example, with local leaders, if we have any, or law enforcement?
Well, you know, we try to work as much as we can with, you know, the city and GSL and the police. And there's also, you know, the downtown SID. We're a supporter of the new downtown North SID, which I think is going to add some additional, you know, eyes and ears and security on the streets. But we also really focus on, you know, are our buildings secure? Are we doing good screening for our residents? Are we making sure we're getting the right people in the building, keeping the wrong people out of the building? And the more people that live down here and the more people that are out on the street, that's more eyeballs and ears and cars and people that discourage people that do want to cause problems from being in the area.
I'm amazed by, now look, I own a home and I haven't rented it in a long time, but when I drive around, and so even when you go down 44, you look at what's happening, you know, near SLU, there's so many apartments that are going up. There's desperate need, I guess, for more housing, including apartments in the area. So I'm guessing that your demand is very high right now.
Yeah, demand's been really strong. So, you know, over the winter and in the spring, we were doing a lot of renovations at the building. So we hadn't really started active leasing yet until we got into more like in the May area. And in the last 90 days, we actually have a couple buildings there on Wash Ave. We've signed over 90 leases in the last 90 days, which is an incredible leasing pace.
Well, what is your thought or vision for, because I mentioned the guy, I can't remember who bought the AT&T building, but I was told that part of his vision is for more retail downtown, which, let's face it, we don't have a lot of that right now, because it doesn't seem like there's enough demand for that. Do you think there should be more retail? I mean, there's not even grocery stores that are, you know, within, I guess Schnucks is within walking distance of Wash Avenue,
but
Fields Foods closed down, so we still have, you know, there's challenges. Gas stations are tough to find downtown, et cetera.
Yeah, you know, I think it's a mixed neighborhood. You know, that's one thing that has drawn us down here, and I think it draws our residents who want to live down here, is that mix of there's residential, there's retail, there's shops, there's office. And yes, that does make for a stronger residential neighborhood or really a working business neighborhood when there is more service providing retailers. But it's a supply demand, you know, balancing act. Like you said, is there enough demand down here to sustain those retailers who are here? And that's why we're really focusing on what is our bread and butter is multifamily housing. Are we driving more residents down here that have disposable incomes, that are going out to eat, that are frequenting these retailers to make it so they can be successful and continue to grow? And we're having some success on that front as well. We have ground floor retail spaces in several of our buildings, and we've got a couple leases coming and some LOIs we're negotiating. So the people who want to be down here because they see the traffic.
Hey, Alex, it's Sue. I think one of the cool things about doing stuff like this is that we've got all these really sweet old buildings with all this character, and that's got to be part of the draw.
Oh, yeah. So I've been investing in real estate, multifamily buildings in St. Louis for 17 years. I'm a transplant, moved here in 2007, started buying, you know, fourplex and duplexes in South City, and really fell in love with the historic character. And I think that is a unique nature that at least the properties we're focusing on along Wash Ave, they do have this historic character. You mentioned the new construction near SLU and in St. Louis County and in St. Charles, and there's a place for that. I think there's some real character and you know, the large floor plans, the tall ceilings, the amazing character in the buildings is very unique to our downtown infrastructure, and I think that's got a real appeal.
How do you use some of that character in the apartments? I mean, the best example, I think, from that area is what City Museum represents, right? Because you still have the infrastructure from
the International Shoe Company.
Right, exactly. So are there things like that in some of the apartments?
Yeah, so our 6-core building, that's right at between 10th and 11th on Washington. So we're at 1000 Washington right there. It has these large brick archways all throughout the first floor, 14 to 16 foot ceilings. Several of our units are actually 2-story units. The ceilings were so tall that they're basically like townhouses inside the units. So we've taken advantage of the ceiling heights. We've got exposed wood, you know, beams on the ceiling. You see the brick archways. It makes for these really tall windows on all the window lines. So it really takes advantage of that big open footprint that these old buildings had.
Awesome. Well, Alex, thanks for jumping on here with me. You can go ahead and give your website out if you want people to kind of check that out.
Yeah, so all of our properties, OPSTL, all of our properties, STL, is our company website. And then our downtown building that we're doing most of our leasing at is 6Chord, SIXCORD, so 6Chord Downtown Apartments.
Alex Oliver, thank you so much. Good luck with everything. Keep us posted.
All right, I appreciate it.
We got one more hour to go here on 97.1 FM Talk, and I mentioned this a little earlier, have not chatted with Governor Parson. Haven't really asked him if he's got another Kansas City Chiefs tattoo, for example. we have not visited with the governor in a while, but look, it is a serious issue. We're going to talk about Marcellus Williams and the execution that's set for 6 o'clock tonight. We'll talk a little bit about the border, and he went to Panama recently as well. Then there's a story that has kind of developed in the Springfield area related to some gender stuff, which is always interesting. We'll get to that. Plus, an audio cut of the day and more coming up.
Get more at 971talk.com.